Rashi quotes a Tanchuma at the very beginning of Parsha Shlach that says that the Meraglim, these Rishayim, lo lakhu musar, they didn't learn from what happened to Miriam. So everyone jumps, what's going on? I mean, Miriam spoke about her brother, and they spoke about a piece of real estate. They didn't say anything negative about individuals. What is the equation between them and Miriam? And the Rav, in explaining that, said we have to understand what the issue was with Miriam. Many think that it's not supposed to speak Lashon Hara. The problem and the challenge with saying that was the idea of remember what happened to Miriam and learn from Miriam is that Miriam had a private conversation with her brother Aaron. No one would have ever known about that. She was concerned about the plight of her sister-in-law. And she, instead of going to Moshe and speaking about it, she spoke to Aaron about it. Okay. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that conversation and for posterity's sake, he publicizes that in the Torah for the whole universe to know forever? I mean, how do we understand that? If it was a private conversation and the whole issue is don't say Lashon Hara, well, what was Hashem doing by publicizing this to the whole world that we would have never known that it took place? Question number two is, the Ramban already quotes the Minhag, that there are the Sheish Zechiros. Many people say after Shacharis, you'll see it at many of the Sidurim, that there are six phenomena that we should articulate, that we should say, so that we always are remember these principles. Now, if you look at all six, every one of them is a philosophical principle. Whether it's the whole basis of our theology, Ma'amad Har Sinai, whether it's the fact that God is the creator of the universe, the creator of the laws of all of the physical universe, whether it is other issues, you know, that of course is referring to Shabbos, which is a testimonial to that idea. I mean, every one of them is a philosophical principle. Then you get to the one of quoting the pasuk from Ki Teitzei, which says, remember what happened to Miriam, you know, when we were left Egypt. That's not a philosophical principle. If it's about Lashon Hara, that's a very important moral halacha. It's a very important way of how you lead your life and how you lead a morally perfected life, but it's not a philosophical principle. So why is that in the list? Why is that one of the Sheish Zechiros? Six things that we articulate so that we are always cognizant and remember these principles. So the Rav said the issue with Miriam was a philosophical issue. In fact, it's such a philosophical issue. It's such an essential issue. The Rambam includes this as one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, one of the 13 philosophical axioms and postulates that is the basis of our whole theology, the basis of the philosophy of Judaism. And what is that? The quality of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That it's not that Miriam was a 7 or an 8, in terms of the greatest Nevi'im. You know, the Rambam writes in the second Chelek of Mora Nevuchim that the second greatest level of intellectual perfection that any human being ever attained was attained by Aaron and Miriam. Meaning Aaron and Miriam, their level of Nevuah was greater than Avram and Sarah, greater than Yitzhak and Rivka, was greater than the Nevi'im Achronim, Yeshaya, Yechezkel, Shmuel. What's the point? Miriam was an incredibly perfected person. And when she sees the fact, or she becomes aware, that Moshe is no longer a family person, that he's no longer functioning as a husband to her sister-in-law Tzipporah, to his wife Tzipporah, and that it's not just that he's no longer functioning as a husband to Tzipporah, he's no longer functioning as a father to Gershom and Elazar. So she says to her brother Aaron, you and I are Nevi'im also. We don't cease to function in a familial way. We don't function the way Moshe. There's no such thing as a priest or a nun in Judaism. What's become of our brother? She was so concerned for the plight of her sister-in-law and her nephews, she turns to Aaron and she says, what's become of our younger brother? What was the mistake? Miriam and Aaron, the second greatest level that any human being has ever attained, the second greatest level of perfection that any human being has ever attained. What did they do? They projected themselves onto Moshe. They assumed, you know, we're an 8, he's a 10. Or, you know, we're a 9 and he's a 10. And Avram and Sarah were 7, and Yeshaya's a 7, and Shmuel's a 7, and Yechezkel's a 5. No. that projection that you're in the same category, just quantitatively, Moshe has greater perfection than we do, but it's a quantitative difference. That was a mistake. Moshe is in a separate universe. If you're going to call Miriam and Aaron a Navi, a Naviyah a Navi, don't use that term by Moshe. Qualitatively, his perception of God, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, peh el peh adaber bo, face to face, lo b'tmunav, lo b'chidot. It's not like any other nevuah. Qualitatively, it's a different universe. Can't even call him a Navi if you're going to call them Naviim. He's in a different league. And the quality of his nevuah, the Torah, is not just him trying to communicate the image that he perceived or the level of perfection that he perceived. You know, where you have the Haftorah of Parshas Yisro, where Yeshaya perceived one body of knowledge and he articulated it in his unique way. And that same body of knowledge that was perceived by Yechezkel, which is the Haftorah of Shavuos, Yechezkel perceives it the same body but articulates it in a different way. Moshe Rabbeinu, it is black on white, it is clear. It is the direct word of God. It's not how they perceived things. It is clear as day, that nevuah. The nevuah that we call Torah, which is why Torah is immutable, which is why Torah is the only nevuah that you cannot change. It's immutable, because it is the direct, clear, perfected word of God, perceived in a direct, clear, perfected way like no other human being. And the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be on call 24/7, had to be on that level 24/7. It's not that Moshe, you know, separated from his wife and children, because every Jew had to be Moshe's child. His role as the Nosein HaTorah, his role as Moshe, what do we call him? Rabbeinu, is to make sure that each and every Jew was taken from that level of illiterate paganism, how they function in Mitzrayim, and transformed into the Dor Dea. He's responsible for every Jew. Every Jew is his wife. Every Jew is his child. It's a one-time role in Judaism. That's right. Judaism does not have priests and nuns, as Miriam said to Aaron. But there's one unique individual who has a unique role, who qualitatively is different than anyone, either before or after, and qualitatively that nevuah that we call the Torah, the direct word of God, is qualitatively different than anyone before or after. And her mistake, the Rav says, was not appreciating that unique qualitative role that Moshe Rabbeinu plays. She projected herself onto him, so he's quantitatively better than me. But he's in the same league. No. And that was the mistake that the Meraglim made. Failing to learn that lesson, they looked at the land of Israel, and the Rav used that term segula. They didn't see its segula quality. They saw it as a real estate deal. You know what? We'd rather have Uganda. There'll be less problems from the Arabs. We'd rather have Madagascar. We can lead a quiet life there, and we can function on our own. And you know what? You don't have to worry about the giants that are there. And you don't have to worry about this. And you don't have to worry about that. And we'll go to a place where there are natural rivers. And we don't have to always be praying for rain. No, no, no. This is not a real estate deal. Hashem placed them in the center of the universe. As the Romans referred to it, the Via Maris, that was the linchpin between Africa, between Asia, and between Europe. That is the place where the Torah society will be able to transform the destiny of all of humanity. That unique place God created with all topographies, with all climates, and with all natural minerals. It could be self-sustaining, and it can have the ability for a nation from that point to literally transform that's the purpose of the Jewish people, is to transform the destiny of humanity. And that nation, that land that God created, that is qualitatively different than any other land on earth, the way that it's created by Hashem, it's qualitatively different than any other place on earth. and it allows for a people to live under Hashgacha Pratis. And that is the covenant of the Torah, where the Jewish people live not only under physics and chemistry and biology, what we call Hashgacha Klalis, but under the system of Hashgacha Pratis. They didn't appreciate that. They saw it strictly as a real estate deal, and who needs these problems and who needs the headaches, and we'll look at what we're going to have to deal with on a military level. And that's why Kalev and Yehoshua ben Nun said, Tova ha'aretz me'od me'od. What is Tova ha'aretz me'od me'od? You don't appreciate, this is not just like any other land. This is the land that will enable us as the partners of the Ribono Shel Olam and the great covenant of the Torah. This is the seat that will enable us as a society and a civilization to transform the destiny of all of humanity and to fulfill our role. And they just didn't see what was different, what was unique, what was distinct, what was qualitatively special about this land. They made the mistake that Miriam made. They didn't see, she didn't see in Moshe Rabbeinu a qualitatively different person, a gavra whose substance, whose level of perfection was in a league of his own. They didn't see that in the land of Israel. That's lo lakhu musar. They didn't learn the lesson that was being taught to the Jewish people by the mistake of Miriam. And there in turn led to the tragic, tragic consequences of the fatal mistake they made and how they treated the land and its role in the destiny of the Jewish people, the land and its role in the destiny of the transformation of humanity.